Thank you for rocking with the Good Life Podcast, The Kickback. It's your boy, Good Life underscore Russ. Thank you for tuning in every week. Make sure you hit that subscribe button for us. You can find us on Facebook at Good Life Podcast, The Kickback. And you can find us on Instagram at Good Kickback. But yeah, you was talking about being alone. I think that's something I talk about a lot on the show, but even when I sit down with people, just the concept of being by yourself. And I know sometimes people say shit on social media and it seems like they're passing off as a joke, but it be them. You know what I mean? I see people joke about like, oh, y'all go out to eat in restaurants and movies alone. I'm just like, y'all, you don't do that? Like, I do that. I've been doing that shit my whole life. I will take myself on a date in a minute. Especially if I'm up right now, like if I'm in good spirits and everything's been going like beautifully, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm about to celebrate like a toast. Like I'm taking my ass out somewhere nice. So yeah, I think that was, that's a really, really, it's a hard thing to manage though. Because I think, you know, you are thinking, you are isolated in your thoughts. So now it's to the point where you got to reflect on everything that's been happening to you. You got to reflect on how you got to this point. And if you're happy with this point or unhappy, you still got to reflect on that. You know what I mean? You still got to try to understand, like, not why is this happening to me, but what can I learn from this? Like, what can I do with this information? How can I use this to get my life to a better point? You know what I mean? And then start making that your purpose and progression, like these points. To when you're reflecting and you're like, okay, is this better than the last time I was reflecting? Do I feel a little better? Am I a little more at peace? You know what I mean? There's still some gnats at the barbecue, or is it cool? Or is it clear skies and we grilling like we outside? You know what I mean? So then that starts to become like your focal point. That starts to become your routine, which starts to become your day. And then it's not that you even have to reflect less. It's that you're feeling better during these reflection periods. Like you're feeling better now doing these things for yourself. And sometimes it is guilt. Like, I used to feel guilt and, like, especially having kids and these friends around me when I'm doing shit by myself. Because I'm like, oh, I could have took what it is, or I could have shared this with somebody, but my peace comes first. Like, I don't allow people to disrupt my peace. Nobody. Like, nobody on this earth is allowed to disrupt my peace. So, as long as I keep that first, I don't have to worry of what somebody's going to do. I don't have to think about, you know, the outcomes. I already know the outcomes. If my peace starts to get disrupted now, I just go into that peace disruption protocol. And then depending on where I am and what I'm doing, either I'm going to leave this situation. If I'm making money here, I'm just going to ignore whatever is trying to disrupt my peace. Or if I'm at an event or like a party or something, I'm going home. I'm just going to remove myself because I don't want to ruin everybody else's night in this motherfucker. You know what I mean? So imagine being that person who doesn't like being alone. You out in public, your peace get disrupted now. What, you about to implode in here? Like, you about to explode? Like, fuck everybody else's night and everybody else's energy. Everybody focus on me now because my peace is disrupted. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're the only person who's being disrupted. It might be four other people disrupted in this room. They just ain't saying nothing about it because they know how to handle this situation. And they've given themselves the tools by being alone that they can just go back into isolation when they need to. Sometimes that's what my isolation is. It's just a place away from the bullshit. Because I ain't going to bullshit myself. I don't sit around lying to myself. Yeah. You know what I mean? So at this point in life, I love being by myself. And I've already accepted a lot of my life is going to be by myself. So fuck it. I'm building a good life right now for myself by myself. Like, and getting into that life and enjoying it. I'm about to get back into archery. I told them I was back learning the piano. You know what I mean? I'm learning French and Spanish right now. So about to pick that back up and get more aggressive on that. Especially when you start taking these Europe trips. Like, I need to speak at least three languages. People going to be talking all around me. I need to know what the fuck is being said. You know what I mean? Literally for that reason. Yeah. And ordering food and shit. I need to know how to say Reggie in Spanish. Is this Reggie, yeah, sir? 50?
Right.
I don't understand. Rosetta Is this Stone. Trash? Is this the weak shit? Where's the good shit? I need to, we got to communicate. Right. You know what I mean? I feel like communication is the basis of life. It's how life can grow. And only things can grow through truth and honesty. So then truthful and honest and proper communication See, that's the thing I was depriving myself of in my 20s. I didn't give myself enough friendships to where I was. That was being poured into me. I was just the one pouring that into all of my friendships. You know what I mean? Yeah. And in the beginning, it did make me resent those friendships. It was a bitterness I had to heal from and forgive myself from. But it did make me bitter towards those. I'm like, damn, this shit ain't being reciprocated. Like, I'm giving y'all niggas gold. Y'all trying to give me aluminum. Like, what's going on? And I'm working hard to start giving y'all diamond and platinum. You about to just give me copper. Like, what's happening? This ain't, I can't do this. You know what I mean? So then I reflected on the situation. I had to forgive myself for thinking like that and allowing those people to be around me and in my space for as long as they were. You feel me? And then I was ready to now receive the proper friends, the friends I feel I deserve, not what other people telling me is my worth or, well, we're dating, so this got to be your friends. I don't have to be your friend's friends if we dating. I don't have to be anybody's fucking friend if I don't want to. Right. I don't get tied or obligated into doing other people's bidding. I don't care how you feel about this person. You feel me? But that's different on the side of a person that you don't resonate with. When I'm fucking with somebody, if you don't resonate with this person, then I just stay away from this person. You feel me? I don't even form an issue with this person. I just don't rock with them. And I do. I think that's a part of loyalty. You know what I mean? Which, like, I'm after. I love love, and love is awesome. And I think there's time for love. You know what I mean? But I don't think there's any time that you should not be loyal or that you should be having thoughts of being unloyal. You know what I mean? There's times when I don't love myself as much as I always love myself. There's times when I'm not loving and feeling the people around me like I usually do. So I go into isolation, you know what I mean? To recharge myself and regain that. And when you recharge in public, it's tough sometimes because you hurting other people. Like, yeah, you helping these people, you helping, but it's other people behind y'all, you feel me, that's being hurt now by what you're doing. So at home, we don't know what you're doing. I'm not being affected by however you're choosing to heal at home. That's your business. But if you do it where my eyes can see and my ears can hear, you making it my business. Like, you bringing that into my atmosphere. You feel me? And we got security up there. It ain't me. It's the security. Like, yeah, I put the security there. So I guess it is me. But shit, I mean, you feel me? What would you do? Right. If you got some valuable shit, and you feel me, people in your atmosphere, like, you go ask them who sent you.
Yeah, for real. You see how Jay-Z be about his energy, man. He don't play, bro. Okay, my nigga's the GOAT for a reason, man.
And he has to be like that. That gives you those monikers, the wolf, the shark, the lion. Like, and they cool when they cool when they laying down and y'all want to look at them at the zoo, but walk in that cage. And check they temperature from on the other end of that cage.
That nigga from the project, so he knows it's about survival, like you said earlier. Mm-hmm. It's about survival, and a nigga money can make people just do the craziest shit. It's evil. Mm-hmm. That's why we say being alone really empowers you. It empowers you. You have to love yourself before you can love somebody else. You have to be comfortable with you. You have to be okay with giving, sharing, doing, caring, all of those things. Otherwise, you'll be terrible in a relationship. You'll be a selfish lover.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be your way. You know, you force them to become somebody who they are not supposed to be. Y'all mm-hmm. Y'all not in a relationship to change each other, but to grow one another, learn Absolutely. Through experiences. You know, you don't put no expectations on your person. You just hope that they're going to make a wise, irrational decision when it comes down to anything about y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got a question that or you have doubt, this is where the powerness of you being alone steps in mm-hmm. for you to say it's okay to not tolerate certain things and walk away mm-hmm. or move around. Go date yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, realize what it was with that person that didn't work before you jump into the next relationship. That's the problem. You got so many one-night stands. You got people being forced into situations that they didn't expect or plan and shit. You don't know anything about that person's past or their mm-hmm. family or their genealogy. Mm-hmm. You know, so it can fuck with you, but you still got to see. Sometimes it might not work out, and you got to be alone to handle that. If you have a child, you know what I'm saying? And that kid ain't down for the situation.
Right.
I mean, you never know. You feel me?
Yeah.
We all growing up, man. We all learning. So, yeah, it's something serious to that, man. It's not weird. It's not unethical. You know what I'm saying? It's something that we all need to learn to mm-hmm. be with ourselves, to understand ourselves. Don't put on no facade with you. Wake up, look in the mirror, affirm yourself every day, because you cannot give love until you give it to yourself.
Absolutely. That's where it starts at. Aunt Whitney left us at, for sure. That was the realest words ever written.
Hey.
And I think everything you're saying is on point. That's definitely the space I'm coming from. And it's simple. I feel like rooted things where that thought process is coming from in people. One of them is like, they don't understand like duality and the yin and yang of things. Like everything comes with good and bad. So people attach positive emotions to a word. They attach negative emotions to a word. That is going to compromise your mind. Like words have no, they don't inherently, they're not good and bad. So even when you're in this situation, like you were saying, and you're doing what's best for the kid, that doesn't mean this has a good outcome. You doing what's best for the kid could be y'all splitting up and y'all separating from each other.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we have all these things we go through in life, and it's like we think we're doing what's best for ourselves, or people come at you like that. I'm doing what's best for you. You don't know what's best for me. Only I know what's best for me. So if you ain't asked me, you're not trying to do what's best for me. You're trying to do what's best for you.
Right.
If you can assume you're doing what's best for you, because you could just ask me. You know what I mean? And that, oh man, I had to grow from that. When I was a young dater, oh man, I have to apologize to these women frequently because I put them through hell. But I had the ideology like we're not taking a break. And it was for defensive reasons because niggas was taking breaks to have fuck fest and shit. Like you ain't working on yourself. You just want to guilt-free fuck around with a bunch of people. So no, in that sense, I don't want to take no break. But now, as an adult, like at being 33, I understand how important breaks are from everything. You know what I mean? And that, again, puts you in that isolation. You can be just taking a break from everything else. You know what I mean? And sometimes those are the moments when you're just bored at home because you feel like, damn, I didn't expect to be here. Here I am. Because you ain't at home with yourself enough. You ain't alone enough. I'd be happy as fuck when some plans get canceled, or I find out I ain't got to be somewhere I thought I had to be. That was for free. I ain't making no money. I'm just showing up. Right. Like, what? I ain't got to go? Awesome.
Really ain't leaving the house unless
taking the pants right back off. Sure. I'm getting comfortable. Like, I ain't tripping about that. No, listen, don't threaten me with a good time. I take my ass back in a heartbeat. And that comes from, again, being like that. I was just saying this shit on Facebook, like, you cannot simulate control. Like, either you're in control of something or you're not in control of something. You can't look like you're in control. And a lot of people look like they're in control of their life. And you're living under that delusion and that misconception, but you're not. And the more you just allow your shit to flow and be free, you know what I mean? Like, you'll get to a better quality of life. Probably the one that you're looking for. It won't look how you want it to look, but if that's what you've been asking for, that's the motherfucker you've been praying and manifesting for right there. So love on that motherfucker.
Yeah.
But the problem is you're in so many people's face all the time, and you're hearing all these opinions and seeing all these judgments and seeing all the wrong shit that should not be done. And you don't have someone holding your hand saying like, oh yeah, that shouldn't be done. You're just taking in all this shit, and you enjoy the loving hip hop, and you done seen every new movie that come out. You and everybody's social media gossip and business. Like, what good is those things doing for you? Like, that's really what I don't understand. That's my biggest reason for being in isolation. I don't always like what's going on outside. And when I'm outside, I'm outside. Like, I'm celebrating. I'm enjoying outside. It. I'm about to go to, you know, what outside has to offer. These restaurants, these sights to see. I'm outside. You feel me? When I'm not, I'm in the fucking house. I don't want to be in people's business no more. I did that. I sat in the trap and seen niggas argument. Arguments that can turn to niggas killing each other in any minute. You feel? Oh, yeah. So we said all that to say this. Learn to enjoy being alone. Learn to enjoy your time by yourself. Sometimes it's hard not to be in people's business when you're always around people's business. You're always hearing people's situations. It's hard for you not to become bitter or your energy to shift about these things. So learn to enjoy your solitude and your isolation and add that to your repertoire and see the changes that it starts to make in your life. Become aware of those changes and embrace them and love on them. All right, people, I'm out.